Time now to check in with Michigan radio sports commentator John Eubacon. And John, we're just about 3 weeks away from the big day when the NCAA unveils its tournament field of 68 teams. I know that was on your mind when you watched Michigan and Michigan State the other night with that 80-67 Spartan win.
They looked pretty good. They looked like a very solid team. Not a flashy team, the Spartans, that is, but very solid, well-coached, and as Izzo's teams almost always do, they peak at the right time. He loads up his schedule in the non-conference section, November, December, with very tough teams, which very few teams do. Beeline does a fair amount of that at Michigan as well. And you take some lumps, and by January, February, you're playing better and better basketball, and now you're ready.
Almost like Marine boot camp or something. That's start them out tough at the beginning.
Toughen them up. Take your lumps in November and December. And that's what he does, and that's what Red Berenson does in Michigan hockey as well. And those teams tend to peak at the right time.
So we see them growing into themselves as the season goes on.
Absolutely right. Now, in Beeline's defense, keep in mind, he's lost four players in the last 2 years of the NBA. And he's lost three starters this year to injuries. At one point, you had one starter on the court. It's a very tough way to win, obviously. They've been battling very well. They've taken three very good Big Ten teams, Ohio State, Illinois, and Michigan State, to overtime, lost them all. But he's getting the most out of what he's got. He just hasn't got much right now.
What do you think for next season?
They'll be demons because these guys are going to come back. They're getting their own boot camp right now. And I'll say this. What I think is the toughest time to coach is not when you're winning. When you're winning, everyone wants to show up. They don't want to go to the trainer. They'll play hurt. They don't want to lose their spot. When you're losing, all that stuff starts increasing. Nobody wants to go to practice. They're all dragging. They got a slight tweak in their ankle. Guess what? They're injured. All this stuff. Izzo did it a few years ago, and Beeline's doing it now. He's keeping his team together, keeping them from giving up, keeping them from pointing fingers. And if you can get through that, they'll be a whole lot tougher next year. This actually is a great coaching job.
The magic of coaching, talking about both Beeline and Izzo, when you look at that alchemy that happens between a team and their guy. My husband was commenting watching Izzo. He certainly was not happy with things he saw, the gestures, the covering his eyes.
If his team is on the court, he's not happy. And now off the court, he's great, and the players love him, and we'll take a bullet for the guy. But you very rarely see him happy while coaching. My joke this week in the commentary is that he always looks so exasperated, like he's watching a bunch of neighborhood ne'er-do-wells egg his house. But hey, it works for him, man. Don't change it now.
And again, as you say, the team would take a bullet for him.
Absolutely. And look, this is and Beeline, too, no question. Carol Hutchins, softball coach at Michigan. Bo Schmeckler, the key to these guys, they're all very tough, but they love their players, and that's why they put up with it. And I've talked to Izzo's players 5, 10, 20 years after, or 15 years, I should say, after they're done, and they love that guy. And that, to me, is the acid test. What are they saying 10, 20 years later?
You know, it's interesting. Let's just throw another, not talking about college, but we'll throw a name in where I'm not sure that people love him, Scotty Bowman.
No one loved him. In fact, I interviewed Ken Dryden, the great goalie from the Montreal Canadiens who played for the great teams under Bowman in the 70s. And he said, you know, some guys like Vince Lombardi or Bo or Izzo are these cantankerous old guys, but down deep you love them and they love you. Not Scotty. He said, we loved him one day of the year when the banner goes up and we get a ring. And when I asked Red Berenson, Michigan hockey coach, who played for Scotty Bowman at St. Louis, I said, who was your best coach? He said, well, measured by where I played the best hockey, Scotty Bowman, because he gets the best out of everybody. Everybody's uncomfortable, but they win. That's the thing about Scotty. You may not have liked him. He may not be your buddy, but you knew where he stood, and he was wired into you, and he knew it. So that's what great coaching looks like.
Fascinating to think about that. So what do you see coming up for March 15th?
Michigan State will be in, and Michigan almost certainly, sorry, will not be in.
In fact,
right now, Michigan is fighting for a seed in the NIT, the National Invitational Tournament, which, by the way, years ago was bigger than the NCAA. That's a little known fact. But Michigan right now is on the bubble for that. So it's a tough year for Michigan. But Michigan State, my strong hunch, will be there.
And how far do you think they could go based on what you're seeing now?
This is not a great Michigan State team. It's not one of his best. But it often doesn't matter. Talk to any great coach, the teams that win the titles are not their best teams. They always tell me this. And the reason is it's the team that gets together and plays like a team at the right time. This team could be one of those teams. The fact is right now, nobody knows. But I wouldn't bet against him yet.
Michigan Radio Sports commentator John Eubacon. As always, thanks, John.
Thank you, Cindy.